2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
All right, let's preview a little bit of what's coming up this weekend. It is a 7:30 start Friday night. Why? Because of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that'll be going on earlier that evening. So a 7:37 start on Friday night. Remember that time. 7:07 on Saturday night against the Anchorage Seawolves, coach, who are 4-2-2 overall, 1-1 in the WCHA. They did lose against Damon Whitten and Lake Superior last Saturday night in overtime, I think that was.
Yeah, it was, and they'll be coming in mad. Yep. I know Coach Thomas will get their attention, and you know, we did not beat them last year, Dirk. We went up to Alaska, and we lost and tied. So,
and it was a sick feeling after, for me anyway, feeling after that weekend.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend, and obviously they continue to get better as the year went on, and they got to the Final Five in our league. They won a playoff series on the road, and they got down to Grand Rapids for our league championship. So they're a good team. They've got some very explosive forwards. They got good size. They'll play real strong without the puck defensively, more of a grinding type style. So we're going to have to be ready. These are important games. You know, you have to take care of your home games. You have to find a way to get points when you host teams. And that's why you're at home. So, but our guys are anxious. I think they're dialed in. They'll be ready to go. It's not like you're playing Michigan, obviously, with all the hype and the hoopla in the Stanley Cup. But it's our job as coaches and their job as players to make sure we get ready for this weekend.
Tougher games, possibly, the way they play and the more defensive mode, maybe?
Well, you know, I don't know if they'll be tougher, different style.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to have to be a little more patient. You know, they protect the net a little bit better, I think, than Michigan does. They're not going to go up and down the ice quite like Michigan. You know, I don't want to say they're not as scary offensively. They got some guys who can finish, but at the same time, they're physical. I think that's going to be a big part of it, too. They're a big, strong, physical team, and we have to be ready for that. We have to be ready to play strong and to grind it out.
Seawolves have beat Wisconsin. They have beat Maine already. I think they've beaten Maine. Did they play them twice already? Yeah, they played them in the Kendall Hockey Classic up there and then went to Maine, right?
Right, and they lost and tied at Maine last weekend.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I believe they played Penn State.
Tied Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State, Maine, Wisconsin.
Beat Air Force.
And Air Force. So all those games are up in Alaska. Their first weekend or their first trip out of Alaska was 2 weeks ago when they went to Maine. So this will only be their second trip out of the great state of Alaska. But it'll be important for us to be ready to play. We're back in league play now. These games are important. You know, we want to bank as many points as we can, and we've done a great job on the road in the league. Now we have to do a real good job at home and take advantage of our home ice advantage.
Chase Van Allen leads their team in scoring right now. He has one goal only, but seven assists, and a guy like Blake Tatchell, too, very talented out there, right?
Well, no question, and like I saw part of their Lake Superior game from Friday night. You know, that's the beauty of those games starting out late, so, you know, and once you start watching, you get, you know, sort of drawn into it, and you want to keep watching how they forecheck and who their line combinations, how do they look defensively, how are they checking you in the neutral zone, power, you know. So anyway, I watched the game, and they're a good team. They're well coached. They play their systems well. They're really disciplined in their system, so it's going to be a good, they're good games, and I think they, you know, they're one of the two teams that really had been ranked, I think, ahead of us going into the weekend.
Right, coach. A very important class team is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame as a team, the 1964-1965 National Championship Hockey Team.
Well, it is, and you know, it's an honor for us, for our team, and obviously our school and community to welcome the team back. And they brought up, you know, I'm sure a lot of fond memories with them when they come back. And it was an exciting time back then. Any time you win a national championship, it's pretty cool. So, you know, I've been fortunate to be involved with a couple teams that won the NCAA tournament. And, you know, it's just a special feeling. And these guys, most of them will be back. There are a couple who aren't with us any longer. Right. And, but it'll be a very neat experience. I know the team that came back a couple of years ago, they had a great time. Mm-hmm. They really had a good time. So I'm hoping that's the same this in this case. And we're excited to have them, and we're excited to honor them as national champions.
And Tommy Bissett will also be inducted.
Yeah, and then we got Tom Bissett. I was I played with Tom's brother, Jim, and then I got a chance to coach Tom. And I've stayed in touch with Tom over the years and whatnot. And what a class. He's a classy individual, and he was a pretty darn good hockey player too. So really excited for Tom and his family, and that he's getting inducted. He came to our games in Big Rapids a couple of weeks ago. He lives in the Grand Rapids area, so it's nice to see Tom, and I know he's really excited and looking forward to come up.
Well, he was on the air with us down in Big Rapids, and you know, we talked quite a bit about his thoughts on the program back then and the program now, and he saw a lot of similarities, you know, in the way things are going, and what was unique about his career, I thought, anyway, he got better every single year. I mean, you don't always see that, and his senior year was his best year.
Yeah, you know? And that's what you hope. That's you know, I'm hoping our this year's seniors on our team will have their best years, and so far it looks like they're off to a good start. So, but no, Tom was a very cerebral player, really skilled. He had a great set of hands, one of the best pair of hands I've ever seen on the ice, and went in to get a few NHL games in, had a decent minor league career, and then played in Europe and was outstanding over in Europe.
That's 12 years or 10 years?
Yeah, he was over there and really, really played well and did a good job over there. So, like I said, it's always good to see Tom and his family, and we're excited to have him back and be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Lots of questions coming in by the email, and if you don't have yours in the next minute or so, it might be too late. DJ@themix93.com. We'll try to plow through them when we come back. The Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop has a new mobile ordering app. Coffee faster than you can say.
Topingo.
Topingo.
Pingo?
Topingo?
Take it from a pro. Topingo.
Topingo.
Topingo mobile app is an easy way to order your favorite items from Coach's Corner Coffee Shop.
Topingo!
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 Topingo.
Coach's Corner proudly serves Starbucks coffee, sandwiches, wraps, salads, muffins, and scones. Order with
Topingo.
Download Topingo today. Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech SDC.
All right, a lot of questions and not a lot of time, so listen up, people. We're going to roll through these as quickly as we possibly can here on the Mel Pearson Show. First of all, Coach, can you comment? You put out a request for people to give you feedback on what non-conference teams you would like to see, the fans would like to see at the John McGinnis Student Ice Center.
Yeah, I think it's good to get a feel who people want to see. Some of the teams on the list, I was emailed a list of some of the teams, obviously Michigan, Minnesota, Michigan State, Wisconsin, you know, all those teams we've had here recently, and I know we have a contract with Wisconsin out of those four, and hopefully Michigan and Michigan State, I can continue to get them back up there. I've talked to Donnie Lucia at Minnesota, so those are all in play. Excuse me, Notre Dame's a team people like to see, and we went down there, and Jeff Jackson and I have talked quite a bit, and we have a good relationship, so you know, we've talked about them coming up as a possibility. Obviously, Minnesota Duluth is on that list, and one of the top 10 teams, and they're coming coming here this year, and then we're going to have a couple year hiatus from that. But Scott Sandlin and I want to keep that going. So, but there's a lot of teams there, a lot of good teams on that list, and you know, we have a lot of teams. You know, I've gotten calls from Denver lately, and Union, and some of the teams that are on that list. So we'll continue to work on it and try to get in, get teams in. The fans are excited to see.
And the question on this.